the other thing is. So in this case, Islam is. So you make your bit look good, in other words, Christianity, by showing how bad that other is. This would be the approach of people like Jay Smith, maybe answering Islam and so on. It's quite popular. I'm not a polemicist. I don't actually believe that it is particularly helpful to show how bad Muhammad is. It can be done. How rubbish the Quran is. I'm an apologist in terms of missiological approach. That is to show how good Jesus is and how good the Bible is, and leave the others to sort out that question. So basically, I dodge your question with Muslims. I don't really address who Muhammad is. I don't disrespect him. I use the Quran extensively, and in fact, my thesis at Fuller was on the Quran in the Bible. Why? Because I think that Paul in Acts 17, verses 16 to the end of the chapter, is it 32? He gives us permission to use other people's scriptures in order to point to Christ. He doesn't give us permission to be syncretistic. That means to mix them together and have a bit of this and have a bit of that, and then we'll get some sort of soup. No. What he does in Acts 17 is he quotes a famous hymn writer to Zeus. He quotes Epimenides, and Epimenides says, all rivers lead to Zeus. All harbors are full of Zeus. There is nowhere in this world where we can go where Zeus is not, for in him we live and move and have our being. Now, everybody in his audience knew that he was quoting Epimenides. And later on, he quotes Aristus, another famous writer. Everybody knew what he was quoting. We don't know because we don't typically read that stuff. What I think that does is it gives me permission to go into the Quran and actually find passages like Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5 of the Quran, and find verses in the Quran that say things like La tabdila kalimat Allah dhalika huwil fawzul azim. There is no changing the word of God, and this is the ultimate happiness. So I love to sit with a Muslim and he says, your word of God has been changed. And I said, La tabdila kalimat Allah dhalika huwil fawzul azim. You know, blows his mind. Your word, your book says you can't change the word of God. I'm very keen to do it, but always with the Quran to point to the Bible. With Muhammad, I try to leave him out of the discussion and just look at who Jesus is. Get people. You know, Yancy and I, we had a guy come to our house, young Egyptian guy, one time when we were living in Egypt. And I felt God prompt me to read the first half of chapter 1 of John's Gospel with him. I normally go to Luke's Gospel, but I just felt prompted by the Spirit. And when he left, I said, you know, please take with you the Bible. And he took the New Testament as a gift. And then I was praying every day. I was on my knees in the morning. I was praying, Lord, you know, just, Lord, I can see him reading the scripture. And Lord, yeah, just speak to him through that book and get him to pick it up. You know, and I had great faith. And I saw him 5 or 6 days later and I said to him, so Tariq, have you been reading the book I gave you? And he said, no. He then, from memory, quoted the first half of the first chapter of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made. Now, I don't know how many Christians, and this guy hadn't become a Christian, he said, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever read. So my interest, our interest, is to get them into Scripture. And if I need to use the Quran to point them in that direction. And my thesis was really looking at what the Quran says about the Bible. It says some rather nice things. But as we said, that's another day.
Our kind of time has gone. I'm going to give you 1 minute for anything you want to say to us, because you kind of shared your wisdom, the stuff that's on your heart. So it's just 1 minute for something that's on your heart that you want to leave with us.
Okay, a couple of things, very, very briefly. The first, what's your takeaway from this? Yeah, what do you take away? I hope that you take away what act of kindness can I do to a Muslim, for a Muslim? Where can I engage? How can I pray for a Muslim? That type of thing. And then if I just mention, I've been quoting from this book, Wind in the House of Islam. We have those copies at just a touch more than half price out there at £5. We've also been talking about Syria, and there is information about the European work that we do with Syrian refugees, the work in Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, amongst Syrian refugees that we're involved with. Also opportunity about how you can give to any of those, should you be led to do so. And that's out on the table, along with the scarves that Yancy mentioned.
Martin, so much. Have you had a good evening, guys? Has that been helpful? Thank you so much. Can we pray? And then we'll... Lord, just thank you for the way that Martin has challenged us and perhaps opened our eyes to just some of what is happening in our world. And Lord, we just thank you that amidst the ashes, amidst the ugly things that truly are terrible, there is light and you are still at work. And Lord, we just thank you because there is hope in that. Even at times there seems to be little hope that comes from the politicians. Lord, just thank you that hope seems to be about a story of ordinary people sharing what they have and who they have. And that's something we can all do. Thank you, Lord. Amen.